Daddy, played by Henry Stafford, has really let himself in for something. He promised to take Snooks to the movies. And since Mother isn't home, he has to take little Robespierre along, too. To make matters worse, the theater's crowded and they have to wait for seats. As the scene opens, we find them in the lobby, still waiting. Listen.
Oh, Snooks, don't duck in and out like that. Stand next to me.
Why?
Because I don't want to lose our turn.
Oh, now.
In a couple of minutes. We can't sit down just yet.
Why?
Because the house is jammed, and we have nothing to sit on.
I got something.
Never mind that. We'll soon get seen.
What's he born for?
Oh, he's hungry. Good thing I brought his bottle. Here, sweetie. Here.
Well, that's all he does. He gives me some hugs.
Well, you did the same thing when you were his age. I hope he's quiet during the picture. He sure drained that bottle.
He's got an awful fat tummy, ain't he?
What of it?
Won't he make a wonderful policeman?
He's a good boy. Awful heavy, though. I wonder how long we have to stand in this lobby.
Are we going to see Daddy Tackle?
Yes. And they have a fishing short here that I want to see, too.
Why?
Oh, I like fishing. Remember that time I went on a fishing trip? I brought home a sackful.
And Mommy wouldn't let you bring them in the house.
Ah, don't remind me of it. Such gorgeous fish, too. I had 3 halibut and 1 smelt.
They all smelt.
They did not. Anyway, I don't want to miss this fishing short.
Oh, she's very careful.
You'll see her when she comes on the screen. She's in a wonderful picture, too.
What is it?
The Bluebird. It's a beautiful story, and I know you'll love it.
Has it got kissing?
No.
Then I won't like it.
Now, what kind of talk is that? This picture's especially for children.
I like Colin Powell.
Now, you would. Getting more like your mother every day.
Huh?
Nothing. Look, if you don't enjoy this picture, I'll be terribly disappointed.
Why?
Because it's one of the most beautiful fantasies ever written. It makes you forget all about the world of tangibles.
I want one, Daddy.
One what? I said tangibles. Do you know what tangibles are?
Uh-huh. They're oranges.
That's tangerines.
I want tangerines.
Well, you can't have any tangerines. When we get seated, I'll let you have a piece of candy.
Where's Johnny Campbell?
I told you she's in the picture. You'll see her in a minute.
How will I know when I see it?
When you see the Bluebird, you'll know it's Shirley Temple.
Has Shirley got a Bluebeard?
Yeah, and a green mustache. The picture has nothing to do with Bluebeards. It's called the Bluebird.
Why?
Because it is. The Bluebird is the symbol of happiness. And in the story, the 2 children go searching for it.
Why, he's hungry again.
We can't be. We just finished 8 ounces of milk. What's the matter, baby? Well, he's probably tired.
Did you bring along an extra...
Yes, I brought along an extra cookie.
Hey, what...
You just mind your business. I'll take care of Ropes here. Ah, it's quiet already. Oh, I wish they'd hurry with those seats.
I want to see the picture.
Now, don't you start.
I want to see Shirley Bluebeard.
Oh, the people are coming out. Come on, we can get seats now. Hang on to my coat.
It's dark in here.
Shh, don't make any noise.
Why?
Because you'll disturb the people watching the picture.
I want some candy.
I can't give it to you now.
Why?
Because I've got my hands full.
For candy?
No. And keep quiet. I can't find any seats. Haven't they got an usher in this broken down place?
How far down, please?
Oh. Any place at all.
Who's flashing that light, Daddy?
Shh. It's the usher. She's going to show us to our seats.
Is he going to sit with us?
No.
Why?
Watch your step, please. Here's 2 seats.
I want to sit in the first row.
Oh, sit down.
The seats are too lumpy.
Hey, get off my lap.
So, come here and sit down. There. Now, don't make a sound.
All right. Daddy!
What is it?
Tell me a story.
Are you out of your mind?
You're going to see Shirley Temple in a minute. Now sit still. The picture will start as soon as the short's over.
What short?
The picture that's on now. That's the fishing short.
I didn't see nothing.
Look at the screen. See the two men fishing? They're showing how to catch trout.
Why aren't they talking?
You don't talk when you fish.
Why?
I don't know. Keep quiet. He's serving the people.
Oh, I'm hearing the men talk.
Maybe one of them will talk soon.
When?
Right away.
Hey, shut up with that racket.
Which one was that, Daddy?
There's a man behind you. And if you don't keep quiet, we'll have to leave. Now, watch the fisherman.
How are fishes born, Daddy?
The fish lay eggs.
Like chickens?
No. A chicken lays one egg at a time, but a fish lays hundreds of eggs.
Why?
I don't know.
Does fish cackle when they lay eggs?
No. Only a hen cackles. A hen has to sit on an egg until it's hatched.
Can anybody sit on me?
No.
Well, it would have been a great idea. Can't you keep that kid quiet with it?
I'm sorry, sir. You hear that, Snooks? You'll have to keep quiet.
Come tell me a story.
No.
Just a little quiet one.
Look, if you make another sound, I'll take you home. All right. I'll tell you a quick story.
I'll tell her a story. Did you ever hear the one about the kid who wanted a sock?
No.
Well, that's what you'll get if you don't keep quiet.
Now, just a minute.
Wait a minute. I'd take 2 bits to see a picture, and I'm going to see it and say something.
That's all right. She's my child, and I'll handle her.
Stop him, Dad.
You keep still.
I'm sorry, but you want to stop this noise and leave the theater.
It's that kid. She needs a good looking, and I'll let her have it in a minute.
Oh, is that so? Yes, well, nobody thanks my kid. Understand?
Help, Dad.
Nobody but me. All right, get out of here. And they say it's peaceful in America.
Thank you, Baby Snooks and Daddy and Company. That was swell.